Welcome to the Creating Wealth Simplified podcast. My name is Lauren Wells, here with my co-host, Chris Seveny. We're committed to providing you with the knowledge required to build wealth through real estate investing. Tired of consuming content about real estate? Stuck in analysis paralysis? Ready to do your first deal? As a member of our community, you will learn how to go from consuming content to taking that first step into the world of real estate investing. Our show is not about getting rich quick, but about providing you with the knowledge you need to take action. Join us as we speak with experienced investors who share action tips on how to escape the corporate world, start a thriving side hustle in the world of real estate, and go beyond your W-2 or 401k.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Creating Wealth Simplified podcast, the podcast dedicated to unraveling the complexities of investing and guiding you towards financial empowerment. I'm your host, Chris Seveny, and in today's episode, I want to talk about how we're going to be embracing a new direction with our podcast. As you know, over the past 5 or 6 years, we've recorded over 250 podcast episodes from our early starts of the Good Deeds Note Investing podcast, where I spoke with Gail, to moving it over with Jamie Bateman, and then most recently, changing it over to Creating Wealth Simplified with Lauren Wells. Now, our focus has always been to enlighten and equip our listeners with knowledge necessary to be successful in any type of investing that you do. And today, I'm happy to announce that we're going to be returning back to those educational roots with a renewed emphasis on providing in-depth insights into these various investment strategies. I feel like over the last 6 months, a year, kind of got lost, brought on some great speakers. And we'll still bring on some people to talk as well and share their stories on the podcast. But we're going to go back more to, I'll call it like almost like a coffee cafe setting of conversation, education, back and forth. And to do that, I cannot do that alone. I actually despise recording podcasts by myself. I feel like I'm just so much better conversationally. So I'm going to be bringing on two experts. The first one, be bringing on Chi Nguyen, who runs the asset management team at 70 Investments. And she has a wealth of knowledge in mortgage notes. And I guess for myself, I may know a thing or two about them as well. So go back to really focus talking more about sharing our stories on mortgage notes. And Lauren Wells will stay as well as another co-host. And with Lauren, we're going to share our broad experience in the passive investing space. But it doesn't matter whether you're a general partner or the sponsor or an investor as a limited partner in that investment. We're going to share insights on what we see, what we've learned, what we're experiencing. And similar to, I just recorded a webinar for Cashflow Expo about all the ways you can lose money in investing and really focus on due diligence and understanding risk is part of what we want to talk about, because so many people out there will tell you how easy it is and all the ways that you can make money. And the reality of it is you can make money and you can make substantial money, but you also need to play defense along with offense and understand those risks. So we'll be there to help delve deeper into those topics and offering our unique perspectives and advice. But today, kind of, I've already set the stage for what's to come and really talking about that education investment, particularly in mortgage notes and passive investments. But I do want to go back and talk a little bit about what has changed over the years within the space as well, and why I feel it's really important today to start bringing back this information, this content. Now, I'll say the world has changed significantly since that first episode of the Good Deeds Note Investing podcast. One is, God, that podcast was awful. Bad audio, bad everything, but you got to start somewhere. It's interesting when you go back, and I'm the type of person who I hate listening to my episodes. I rarely, if ever, listen to one, but I have gone back and listened to that one, and you know, it was awful. And to throw in some of those early episodes, Sorry, Gail, with your dogs barking, but I know that drove people nuts as well. You know, get to record in a nice quiet space. But, you know, you look back over the last several years, and for those who are in the note space or just investing in the note space, we've had gurus who end up turning into scam artists. And believe it or not, they're still out there teaching things that I would not recommend people be taught. Now, case in point, now have somebody who's a student of this individual and basically being taught how to buy loans, which is incorrect because they're bailing on most of the deals. And they're trying to find any little thing wrong to try and lower their price. They're the type of person who goes out to try and buy a home and knows they're going to try and renegotiate the price afterwards. And trust me, in the mortgage note space, that is not the MO that you want to set, because you will be get that scarlet letter across your chest and you will be blackballed pretty quickly. So that's one aspect. Back in the day, contract for deeds were the hottest thing on lower value homes, especially in troubled areas. 5, 6 years ago, I was buying hundreds of contract for deeds. Got out of those. I think I may have one or two left in my portfolio. But looking back at those, now we're seeing ramifications come into play with some other sponsors who went all in on that space and continued down that road through COVID and everything, now hearing that they're having some serious financial issues. So what worked 5 years ago clearly isn't working today. And then also interest rates. Where were interest rates 5 years ago, 4 years ago, even 2 years ago compared to where they are today? All of this has had a significant change to the landscape of passive investing and investing in mortgage notes. So again, we want to come out and share real-time knowledge and education and understand how it's important to diversify that portfolio. And getting a little personal here, people ask, you know, and asked me the other day, I have a business coach, and one of the things he asked me is, what do you love to do? And one of the things I love to do is teaching and mentoring people. And then he asked me, Chris, why do you love doing that? And for me, I enjoy helping people. It's kind of been instilled in me through my family. My father was, people haven't heard this story, I'll just share it again. My father was a school teacher, was my 7th grade social studies teacher, went on to become a vice principal, principal, had him in high school as well. And then he went on to become superintendent. So he was always there to help students and make sure that they were given an opportunity. And not only did do that in his work life, but in his personal life, my parents adopted 4 kids when I was older to give them an opportunity that they never would have had as well. So part of me has, when you grow up in an environment of providing teaching and education, that kind of just flows. And when I take my passion that I have for real estate and mortgage note investing and just investing in, again, real estate in general, and I can share those stories, I can have conversations with people, that fuels my fire. That gives me a lot more energy. I love that stuff. So that's why for me, over the last several months, again, recorded some great episodes, but I felt like I wasn't filling up my cup. And when I reached out and spoke to Lauren and then I talked to Chi about this, I got excited again. That energy started coming back and starting to record episodes. And I'm like, oh, this is awesome. I love this. I love sharing these stories. I love being able to provide people that content that's not at the 30,000 foot level, but roll up the sleeves and dive in, because everything in investing is typically not within the black or the white, it's within the gray area. And a perfect example of that is people can sit there and teach you, okay, how do you foreclose on a loan? And the simple answer is, well, you have the attorney send a demand letter, and then they file the complaint, and then you go to foreclosure and you bid. Okay, now, technically that's true, but what if the borrower is threatening to file bankruptcy? What if the borrower offers to give you $3,000 down and give you some type of payment plan? Does the property have equity? Does it not have equity? Has the borrower made these promises in the past? What do you do in that situation? There's not a right or wrong answer, but there needs to be a thought process, a calculation that goes on in your head of what is the most likely outcome? What does outcome A look like versus outcome B? Some people are just It's like, okay, this is what I was taught of. This is what I need to do. Then realizing, hey, you probably should have worked something out with that borrower. It would have maybe been better off in the long run. And I can tell you, based on our portfolio, where we've bought over 600 loans within our portfolio, typically you're better off working something out with the borrower. So that's the stuff that I love diving into, kind of the what if situations, if this, then that, and kind of quiz each other back and forth. And I'm going to apologize to Chi right now, because some of the things I'm going to really try and poke holes in some of the things she says. And the good thing about Chi is she's going to poke it right back at me. She has extremely high intellect and can think on the spot. So actually probably make me nervous, because she'll probably end up putting me in my place more times than not. We hope you're enjoying this episode of Creating Wealth Simplified. We wanted to take a moment and tell you more about our passive income fund at 7E, which is open to both accredited and non-accredited investors. Our latest offering targets an 8% annual return distributed monthly, with the ability to potentially achieve a greater return through our bonus share program. If you'd like more information, reach out to us at invest@70investments.com to learn more. Thank you. But as we do explore these future episodes, I've highlighted kind of what briefly why I'm doing this and talked about how things have changed over the last several years. But I just want to kind of highlight also my journey, because we haven't talked a lot recently about our journey. And for those out there, you may be investors in our current fund or on our mailing list, you might get a little more information about us. But for me, my journey really started back in early 2021. After COVID had hit, I was working from home and really started to grow and expand my personal portfolio, where at the time, I think I had over 200 loans. And I was doing it all by myself. And doing that, I was able to balance it for a while, because A, it was also during COVID. So my full-time job was able to be done at home, but also was slightly less demanding in real estate, because everything honestly slowed down. But I did realize that, man, it started becoming overwhelming. And coincidentally, right around that time, Lauren had reached out after seeing me at Cashflow Expo, actually talk about how to lose money on notes. She reached out and was interested in learning more. Man, was she a pit bull. Reach out, hey, got a question, hey, got a question. And basically hop on Zoom calls to discuss things and so forth and so on. And just start chatting and talking. And after about 4 or 5 months, she was A, intense, B, very knowledgeable, and C, very driven. So I'd asked her to come on board part-time to assist me with my portfolio. And man, for somebody who always did it alone and didn't want to work with people, and I can share many stories of that with others, it was interesting, because the people I typically had worked with in the past, we were very similar. And when you're working with people who are similar, a lot of times you'll cross each other's paths or cross into each other's lanes, which can sometimes cause, I don't want to use the term friction, but a understanding of accountability and who does what. And I've learned over time using EOS and looking at what an accountability chart is, which, man, mind blowing if you don't know what that is. It's something I recommend any business owner look into. A, putting people right seat, right bus, and right accountability of what they should be accountable for, as well as having Lauren, who had very different strengths than I had. And then I realized her strengths were all my weaknesses. So when she A, came on board to help me with my portfolio and then learned of her background, soon I learned, and after speaking with other people, hey man, I can grow. I want to grow this thing bigger. And people know me, I'm a squirrel and I have big ideas. So that's when I decided to schedule the time to leave my W-2 and launch our Regulation A offering, which interestingly enough, just for people to know, kind of had this in the back of my brain for a long time, because when I finished my grad studies at Georgetown, my thesis was raising $50 million for a mortgage note fund. So not like I just pulled this out of the blue. Typically things I do, I've been thinking about a long time. But fast forward to today, and in the span of We put all the documents together and got qualified by the SEC in July of 2022. So in the span of 18 months, we've been able to grow our company to $20 plus million, over 500 investors, and have a team of 10 staff members now. So looking back of, you know, literally 2 years ago, kind of just being myself and Lauren and closing out those other funds to where we're at today, I share that story. And again, it's not to brag, it's to show people that if you're patient and take your time, it will happen and grow. It doesn't have to happen overnight. And I think our growth over 18 months is extraordinary, and we're going to continue to grow. And I didn't start really investing in real estate until 10 years ago. And since that time, I got to say, I think I've done pretty well for myself. And I started it all in my late 30s, now in my late 40s. So I share some of these stories, and I'm rambling on a little bit. But I think it's important to understand several key aspects of the journey. And the joy is actually in the journey. It doesn't matter when you start. It's the fact that you never stop. And you put goals in place that are realistic. And it's a marathon, not a sprint. So those are the things that I just want to mention before I kind of roll into last topic I really want to talk about is, I mentioned with Chi, we're going to talk a lot about the mortgage notes, education on that, share the stories, share case studies, share what we're seeing in the industry, provide content for that side of the house for people. But also with Lauren on these future episodes, we want to dive deeper into the investing space and why it's smart strategy for investors, understanding, do you have the time, you don't, being an LP, and what to look for, what due diligence is required. And if you're a GP, we'll share stories of, hey, what are we seeing in the space? What are people interested in? What do they want? For example, now I'm recording this in early 2024, prior years, everyone's gung-ho on multifamily because, hey, these people are targeting 15, 20, 25% returns. And they're loving it, getting fat and happy. Now, all of a sudden, the brakes are pulled because distributions have stopped with some funds. I saw a post earlier in one of the groups I'm in. A guy invested $50,000 in 2022, and basically they sold the asset, and he ended up getting $800. Now, he didn't get $50,000. His return plus $800 is $50,000 turned into $800. So he lost $49,200. And you could have made 25% the last 3 years on your money, but you take that one loss, it's going to take a while to recover that. So understanding some of these strategies, some of these risks that people during the last few years, I've said in prior episodes, you could be out in a boat in the middle of nowhere, buy a piece of real estate and not communicate with anyone for 2-3 years and make money. That is not the case today. Real estate is going back to, it's not a business where it just prints money. It takes time, effort, understanding, risk management, overall management, because insurance is more expensive, taxes are more expensive, construction is more expensive, everything's getting more expensive. Housing, I don't believe is, and I think that's going to soften. So managing that and having an experienced sponsor and how to understand what is an experienced sponsor, those are some of the things we're going to talk about. Talk about self-directed IRAs. What is a self-directed IRA? There's still a lot of people out there who don't even know these exist. You quit a job, they tell you you have two options. Keep it at your current company, move it to another company. Guess what? There is a third option. You could move it to a custodian, self-direct that. One of the things I love talking about, and this is where I think I see biggest area for improvement in education, is understanding what that capital stack is. And we're going to talk about that in future episodes because I see a lot of investors who all they look at is the number on the website of what we make. You're going to make 12%. You're going to make 15%. Well, a few things. One is that is projected what you're going to make. And somebody interesting mentioned the other day to me, because we talk a lot about some of the potential tax advantages in our fund, is it's not what you make, but it's what you take home. And what it means by that is you may get 15% gross, but if you're paying 37% taxes on that money, would you rather have 13% tax-free or 13% tax at a 20% rate or at a lower rate? Those are the things people need to look at. Not only that, but also that capital stack, which is, where are you in order of priority? Is there bank financing in front of you, which that's been wiping out multifamily deals? Is there bank financing, then mezzanine financing, then you? For example, we see some sponsors today where they have bank financing and preferred equity behind it, which are the investors. Instead of doing a capital call, what are they doing? They're sliding in mezzanine financing. So now, instead of doing a capital call, they're pushing the investors into third place. Is that where you want to be? In a capital stack, the further you are from the bottom, the worse you are. Think of a building. You want to be at the foundation. That's where there's a heavy wind or earthquake, hurricane. That's where there's the least amount of disturbance. The higher you get, the more disturbance you are. We'll talk about those risks. We'll talk about other risks in general of things that we are seeing. So that's really where, as you can tell, hopefully within me just talking to myself really right now, that I'm passionate about in talking about these issues, because I want people to make those informed decisions. So I want to thank you all for listening to today's episode. And as a reminder, the journey to financial success does start with education. We're here to try and guide you every step of the way. So don't forget to tune in to future episodes where I will either have Chi or Lauren on to share their expertise. Thank you all, and make sure to leave us a review and like us on your favorite listening station. Take care. Thank you for joining Lauren and I on this episode of the Creating Wealth Simplified podcast. Each week, we bring you expert education, experience, and information in a digestible format to help you identify investment opportunities so you can build wealth through real estate and take action toward your financial goals. Enjoy the show, share with a friend, or subscribe to the show and leave us a review.